leaders reporting backed by several allies, the U.S. carried out military strikes against Houthi rebels because of their repeated attacks against international vessels in the Red Sea. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
In a White House statement, after the U.S. and Britain struck dozens of Houthi targets in Yemen, the president said he will not tolerate the militant group's ceaseless attacks. Mr. Biden said the attacks endangered U.S. personnel and civilian mariners and jeopardized trade. The president went on to say, quote, I will not hesitate to direct further measures. A high-ranking Houthi official vowed there would be retaliation. Greg Clugston, Washington.
The U.S. Navy is warning American-flagged vessels to stay out of areas around Yemen and the Red Sea and the Gulf of Aden for the next 72 hours. The warning in a notice to shippers came as Yemen's Houthi rebels vowed on Friday fierce retaliation for American and British strikes against them, further raising the prospect of a wider conflict in a region already beset by the Israeli-Hamas war in Gaza. The massive winter storm is having an effect on the GOP Republican presidential race. Meteorologist Zach Taylor at the National Weather Service says it's going to be extremely cold in Iowa.
For the caucuses on Monday, you know, you're looking at high temperatures across much of the state of Iowa, not getting above zero. So we're looking at highs between -5 and 0 degrees for Iowa. And then the overnight low temperatures, the nighttime lows will be well into the minus teens.
Both Ron DeSantis and Nikki Haley have canceled campaign events today because of the blizzard-like conditions. Early into next week, forecasters said significant winds could make things feel as cold as 45 degrees below zero. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 118 points. This is SRN News. Poll after poll indicates America is in serious moral decline, but one Christian researcher says there's an opportunity for a turnaround.
That's the beauty of crises. That's a gift from God to give us the opportunity to question who we are, what we think, what we're doing, how we're living, what we're trying to do.
Dr. George Barner runs the Cultural Research Center at Arizona Christian University.
If we're going to turn the whole enterprise around and get a larger share of the population to embrace a biblical worldview, number one, recognize it's not going to happen overnight. Number two, recognize the sooner we start, the sooner we can turn it around. Number three, recognize it's got to happen based on the commitment of parents to investing in that process with their children.
Barna's new book is called Raising Spiritual Champions, Nurturing Your Child's Heart, Mind, and Soul. This is SRN News. The U.S. will intensify its oversight of Boeing after a series of problems, particularly a scary incident where a door panel flew off a Boeing 737 MAX 9 jet. We hear more on the story from correspondent Rita Foley reporting.
The FAA is going to keep a closer eye on Boeing after that panel blew off a jetliner in mid-flight last week, the latest in a string of problems for Boeing 737 MAX 9 aircraft. The FAA will increase oversight of the company and audit the 737 MAX 9 production line, as well as the company's parts suppliers, to check on quality procedures. This comes just a day after the FAA announced an investigation into whether Boeing failed to make sure that the panel that flew off the Alaska Airlines jet was safe. The plane had to make an emergency landing, but fortunately nobody was said to be seriously hurt. I'm Rita Foley.
More details at SRNnews.com. I'm Keith Peters reporting.